This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind after kind of a sleepy weekend. Not a lot going on. Was there anything happening this weekend? I don't think there was. And this week, I don't know. We might as well take the week off. There's nothing going on this week. I can't think of one thing to talk about on the show. I don't know. Oh, no? No? Maybe a few? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Never mind. Hi, everybody. It's Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn. Daniel. Who in this crowd could say that their team won yesterday? Kevin?
Yep.
Cheering
for the Chiefs, okay. You bet.
Yeah, Daniel, how about you? Daniel, Daniel answers your calls, by the way, when you call. So you want to be nice to Daniel. He gets you on the radio really quick. Daniel, how about you? Did you cheer for a particular team yesterday?
Oh, no, I actually didn't even see it, unfortunately.
Like nothing? Like the pregame, postgame, the game, you watch none of it?
Right.
God bless you. That's just wonderful that there's somebody that still says, you know, I don't care. It's a football game. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And Todd?
My team didn't play the Vikings, but I was happy to see the Chiefs win.
My team didn't win. He's still sourpuss over the Vikes losing.
No, I'm just saying, my team didn't play.
I see. Yeah, okay.
But
the Chiefs, I think, were fabulous for a lot of reasons. One, what do you think when you think of San Francisco? What those two words together, San Francisco, mean
tent
what
city
to you? What'd you say, Todd?
Tent city.
Tent city. Okay. Yeah, the homelessness, sad deal. Oh. Kevin, what comes to your mind when you hear it? San Francisco.
Beautiful.
It is a beautiful place.
Beautiful. I was married there once.
You were married there once?
Yeah, I got married there once, yeah.
As opposed to getting married there twice? Yeah. Three times?
First time.
Yeah, okay. So the Golden Gate Bridge, yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, but wharf, all of it.
But the thing I think of when I think of San Francisco is Nancy Pelosi. See, she's ruined it for me.
No, it's exactly right.
She's ruined it for me. I don't want to go there.
Homeless,
yeah.
Needles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I wasn't going to root for San Francisco 49ers if you paid me. But, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs were, well, number one, Midwest, right? So you got me at Midwest. Number two, this Mahomes. I mean, what's not to love about this kid? 24 years old. He's a faith warrior, unafraid of, you know, at that age, that's unusual. And oh,
his dad's a former Minnesota Twin.
I did not know that. How about that? Another reason to love the kid.
Pat Mahomes.
And you know, the coach, Reed, I mean, I think the winningest coach to not win a Super Bowl in football. And, you know, they're owned by the Hunt family. And the Hunts, of course, have North Dakota connections with oil. Way back, 48, 50 is when they started and still do with Petro Hunt here. I mean, Herbert Hunt, who is the oil Hunt that is up in this part of North Dakota, did some coal leases years ago. It'd be his nephew, I guess, that owns the team. Yeah. So his brother really owns the team, and his nephew runs it. But, I mean, that's just fun. That's just as dang fun. Lamar Hunt, I think, is the Hunt that owns the team, and the son now is running the show. Anyway, it was great. I thought the NFL did a good job. Let me say that again. I thought the NFL did a good job with everything except the Super Bowl, which was just over the top, you know, sort of, I don't know, you know, Las Vegas showgirl style. That you really, what do you need to do that? Just sing without being half nude. I don't know why they need to do that, but whatever. It's the Super Bowl, and that's their thing. This is the place that brought you the wardrobe malfunction, right? Yeah. And but I appreciated the fact that they seemed to be wanting to sever ties with the Colin Kaepernick era of kneeling players at the game. Did you guys notice that?
Respecting the country. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they
did a fantastic job. The State of the Union was great. The song before it was great. I forget who was singing, but she was really good. Wasn't she like a gospel singer? Or
mm-hmm.
Did anybody see Johnny Cash, regular old flag?
Yes.
Before the, that was incredible.
I was shocked they did that. That's great.
Yeah.
We'll play that today. I was so surprised.
That to me was totally, you know, Kaepernick crowd. Sorry, that you're not going to use us anymore for your political purposes.
Just cringing. What are you doing? You playing that?
And I think that was Fox and the NFL saying more than, you know, enough about that. This is where we're going. Don't even think about kneeling. Yep.
So ironically, as much as I was proud to end the weekend that way and see that play out, I spent a part of my weekend, and I should not have done this. Todd's told me a billion times not to do this.
At least.
But I saw somebody tagged me in a comment, so therefore I go back to the original post, and the original post is Tony Bender. Now, Tony Bender is a uber, extremely liberal fellow that moved here some years ago.
Whom you never make happy, and yet you still try.
He's a newspaper guy. My favorite thing, proving God has a sense of humor, he's living in purgatory right now. You know where that is, purgatory? It is, what county is Ashley in again?
Just
the county. It's escaping me.
They took my map down, too.
But that county, be like Ashley Wishick. That county, Evans? Okay.
Or McIntosh. McIntosh.
Is it McIntosh? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Emmons is Linton. But, so McIntosh County is the most pro-Trump county in the country, and it's been the strongest Republican country. In fact, one time it was like top 1% most Republican counties in the country. You know, like, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. So, it's kind of funny that a liberal professor, publisher, liberal publisher is putting out a paper in a place that, and I like Tony, honestly do. I never mind people who have differing opinions. I don't at all. Tony's always been civil to me. He invited me down for their Chamber of Commerce dinner in Wishick and had a wonderful time down there. Probably, I don't know, 150, 200 people in the room, and every one of them, well, not every one of them, 140 out of 150 came up and let it be known that they didn't agree with him on anything. So he's got his own little purgatory. Anyway, I saw on his Facebook page an upside-down flag in a post about impeachment. And I don't remember exactly what I said, but I'll paraphrase it to say, I don't think the troops deserve that. I don't think they fought for that flag, died for that flag, to have you use it against a president you don't like and put a flag upside down. Now, there's going to be people in the audience that are going to run around and say, well, people didn't know when Obama was president. Maybe I didn't, and I don't care. I don't care who the president is. You don't put a flag upside down for a political statement. That's just wrong. So, crazy me, that's what I said. And then 250 comments later, I was called everything in the book. Now, I don't care. I honestly don't at all. But I will tell you that it brings me to an important point about today's program. Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. We don't know who the Democratic nominee is going to be. If Bernie Sanders wins big tonight, it might very well be him. But if you think they're unhinged now, if you think they're suffering from Trump derangement syndrome now, it's going to get worse. So I'll share a few comments from the kind Tony Bender fans so you can get an idea of what we're up against, what Donald Trump is up against. And this is why I believe it's pertinent today. Tomorrow is the State of the Union address. Impeachment is all but over. It actually will happen on Wednesday because Chuck Schumer wanted to be petty and wanted to have the president give the State of the Union address under the cloud of impeachment, even though everybody knows he's going to be acquitted. But the president has a decision to make. And the decision is to answer the kind of comments that I'm going to share with you today from Tony Bender's team of just hate-filled, vile. I mean, they don't think for a minute. They're right. And nobody else is wrong, and it is just embarrassing how they conduct themselves. They're sort of the Bernie Sanders crowd and mob now, but, you know, they have gray hair, right? They kind of act in the same fashion. So in sharing some of this over the weekend, I was afforded an opportunity to get your comments. Hopefully you call, but you could also text. And to tell me, but it will be forwarded on to the president's team. The president will get this information from you on how he should react to impeachment at the State of the Union address. In other words, should the president continue to be the president that fights for us and punches back against this stuff? Or should he rise above it and not even mention the word impeachment? What would you want him to do? What would be the most effective thing for him to do tomorrow? The vast majority of this audience wants to see him reelected. I do too. State of the Union speech is a big part of that because you're talking to people you aren't normally talking to day in and day out. What tact should he take? Call us at 800-228-0550. Nate in Fargo wants to talk Super Bowl. We'll do that next too.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Cronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Cronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Cronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Cronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gentlemen, brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Thinking about how 2020 might be the year you move up, maybe take your career to the next level, maybe venture out to a new career. There's a lot of working adults that want to further their education, but need a solid value for their money, so they call the University of Mary. They find a flexible program, affordable, and a university with an established tradition of academic excellence. At the University of Mary, words like flexible and affordable mean something. Choosing your program mode for working adults offered online, on-site, or a blend of the two. Affordability means costs that are truly competitive. Support means faculty members are invested in your success. Bottom line, at the University of Mary, value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Your application fee is waived if you tell them, I heard about this from Scott on What's on Your Mind. Find out for yourself at umary.edu/online. Might as well apply. Cost you nothing. Absolutely. And they find out what your work experience translates into credits. They find out what other things that you've done, where you're at, what you need. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. So maybe rather than just bore the daylights out of you, I'll just share a few of these comments. And I'm sharing them for one reason. Not, oh, look at the you know, tough time I had this weekend. I'm sharing it to give you a window into how people who don't like Donald Trump and hang flags upside down think. So you know what we're dealing with. And I don't know about you, but I, for one, am glad that Donald Trump is unafraid, when necessary, to punch back. I'm not so sure he should do it tomorrow night, and I want your take on that, but these people are the reason Trump's president. Joel Stewart. Scott Hennen can suck my... Todd, can I finish this sentence or no?
Well,
no?
Okay. I wouldn't, but that's just me.
Yeah, okay. You'd have to pry him off Trump's little... Probably can't finish that sentence either.
Wow.
There's only two sentences in this thing. Yeah.
It's like my turnip? Is that what it said?
It wasn't turnip. No. Okay. Keep trying. Beverly in Beach, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Beverly.
Good morning. I would like the president not to mention the impeachment, and I would like him to tell some of the things that he has already done for the people of the United States. The news media doesn't. Only Hannity has a few, mentioned a few of them a month or two ago. And definitely don't mention the impeachment. And we don't want socialized medicine like the Democrats do. When we lived in Germany, it took the librarian at the school where I taught 10 years to get a hip replacement. Thank you.
Wow, Beverly. Beverly, why were you in Germany?
My husband was in the Air Force for 20 years.
Oh, God bless you. Well, you served. He served. We appreciate that first and foremost. I want to just ask you one thing, because I think you've just put into words exactly my thoughts about the best approach tomorrow night on the address. But I bet you also appreciate when the president does punch back, right? I mean, you're not saying that he should give up that tactic forever. You're just saying that in the middle of this impeachment circus, as a way to pivot and show people what he's done, focus on the accomplishments, not in the attacks, because the media will only talk about the attacks. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Trump when he was running for office. And he came down in the audience. It was an American Legion family meeting. And he spoke to us, shook hands with us. And he loves America and he loves the people in the United States. And we need to vote for him again.
No question. Beverly, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You Bye. Too. How's that for wisdom right there, folks?
Bingo.
What should Trump do? What should Trump do tomorrow night? That's the question. And these, your actual, he's going to hear your voice, they tell me. But for sure it's going to be transcribed. And doing this with a few parts around the country and trying to get a sense of what Trump supporters want. So take the opportunity. Tell the president what you want him to do tomorrow night. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I can tell you this. If Donald Trump gives a State of the Union address tomorrow, does not mention the word impeachment, I could probably come up with a few words that just set him aside for tomorrow. Impeachment, hoax, witch hunt, crazy Nancy, Sleepy Joe, whatever. Just sort of go there and talk about, number one, the State of the Union. The actual State of the Union, what he has done in these 4 years. That's why his Super Bowl ad was so good. Can you tee that one up, Kev? The president's Super Bowl ad. Actually, I think there were two of them. First one I saw, though, had to do with the woman who had been released from prison. And it was a great ad. Those are the kind of accomplishments he could talk about tomorrow night. Let's see. President Trump, texter, I would plead with you not to mention that ill word impeachment tomorrow night. Democrats have had enough time trying to ruin your life and your family and all of us who love what you're doing. So just keep it up. Boy, am I glad my daughters didn't see the halftime show. You used to have to be 18 and go to a certain bar to see a classy performance like that.
Oh, ouch!
I was waiting for the guys to start throwing money on stage.
Well, come
on. That's funny because somebody texted Todd and said, "Is Scott gay? He doesn't like half nude women." No, I mean I have daughters. I don't want to. It isn't about whether or not you could be sexually attracted to them. Obviously,
I never figured out why back when we had the wardrobe malfunction, famous Super Bowl halftime, why wasn't the outrage at Justin? She was the victim. Everybody's mad at her. Nobody cared about him.
Well, if that isn't shaming, I don't know what is. And the objectifying of women we heard about that an NFL is against, right? Certainly went out the window last night, I thought. Jay in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, what's on your mind, Jay?
Good morning. I don't think that Trump should mention impeachment because that just gives the Democrats a little more to talk about. They always act like he's afraid of it for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, they use it. They use it as part of their game. I don't know who it honestly persuades, but I think you've got good advice, Jay. I think that would be the story. If he doesn't mention impeachment, if he talks only about his accomplishments, that would be the story of the day tomorrow, don't you think?
Well, I think that if he's writing a speech, he wants to do it, because he's a puncher.
Hang on, Jay. We'll talk more about this in a second.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, for years with Vince Webker. And the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump wrapping up this week. Today will bring closing arguments, and then on Wednesday, the Senate's expected to vote to acquit the president of both articles of impeachment. A key Republican senator explaining why he didn't vote to hear from more witnesses in the trial. Republican Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says,
if you have eight witnesses who say someone left the scene of an accident. Why do you need nine?
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Disney World is, as is tradition, about to welcome the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City QB led the Chiefs to a 31-20 win over the 49ers last night in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Mahomes will join the traditional parade down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom near Orlando today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Our telephone number is 701-258-0550. What advice would you have for the president tomorrow night? This will go to the White House. Your comments will go to the White House. So call us at 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also call toll-free at 800-228-0550. Or you can text us, Todd, at 701-226-8503, and I'm at 3672054. All right, so Jay in Detroit Lakes was saying the president should not mention impeachment tomorrow night, and then you also said Trump's a puncher. And I happen to think the reason Donald Trump was elected president is because a country $20 trillion in debt that is, you know, circling the drain. You have Obama apologizing for America all around the world. And this guy comes around and he says, you know what? I'm not taking this stuff. I'm not taking it. If you punch me, punches back. Now, Republicans had long been served by very qualified presidents, very, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Just, you know, I mean, nice and qualified and, civil and everything else, that lose battle after battle after battle. And Donald Trump said, I'm not doing that. I'm punching back, and I'm taking these people on. And that's why Republicans love the man and will reelect him in big numbers. But, Jay, tomorrow night, you don't want him to punch. Why?
Well, I don't want the Democrats to have any more press time. You know, they're always talking about impeachment. They can't get anything done in the House at all. That's all they think about. They're just obsessed, you know, with it. And the bad thing is the fake news is on their side all the time. We'd really get a lot more done if the news was on the president's side. I don't know if you ever noticed it, but when the fake news talks about Trump, they say Mr. Trump. They don't say President Trump. But when they talk about Biden, it's always Vice President and President Obama. They always refer to him, even though they're not in office anymore. But they will not give the president that title. A lot of times, I notice that they say Mr. Trump.
This is where I think we need to be wise as supporters of the president and his agenda and the whole team. Jay's advice is, I like the punch. And it's effective, but it allows the media and allows the Democrats to amplify that rather than everything else he says.
That's right. He should talk about all the accomplishments he's made. He's done more than I think any president that I can ever remember in the time he's been in. And he's had to fight an uphill fight all the time. It seems like everybody's against him. even the Republicans were against him at first in the Senate. And now I think they're swinging over because they're trying to get behind the eight ball here.
Yeah, very true, Jay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Texter says, qualified hell. Nothing but candy butts from the Republican Party. Or A-double-S. You get the idea. Yeah, I think you have to call George W. Bush qualified. I think you have to call George Herbert Walker Bush qualified. I think you have to call Dwight Eisenhower qualified. I mean, and Dick Nixon was qualified. Dumb politically, but qualified certainly. And did a lot. They're qualified. They're good people. They accomplished a lot. But they were also candy blanks. I agree with you. Candy butts. You know, just too wimpy. No doubt about it. And I think we've all had a snootful because we see the country, all the things we care about, getting worse. So you want a president to fight. But to Jay's point, the fighting is what makes the other side crazy. It's what they use. So I think we have to be okay when he chooses to be, shall we say, strategic in how he places his commentary. Dan in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I agree with everybody else that that I think that Trump would be better off not to stream about impeachment. I think those commercials that denoted everything that was so positive for America, and just hammer home that idea of you know, how much America is better off with him, and with him being a puncher. I mean, there's another time for that also, and in my eyes, that I've got a lot of lefties where I work, and they're actually opening their ears a little bit to some of the positivity with, you know, with me saying all the good things of what Trump has done and pointing out, you know, hey, this is correlated to this. You know, why are there so many weird diseases coming back into, you know, California and southern Texas? Illegal immigrants are, you know, bringing some of that in. And now he's trying to save, you know, put those things past us.
So you feel like you're having a little luck. Does it make it more difficult when he does it make it more difficult to win them over when he's in the news for taking somebody on, punching back? Do they get distracted by that?
Yes, they do. But I argue back to them. I go, I voted for him, and I said, I hired a guy to fight back for that. So, I mean, there's going to be those days that I think it is. But I think tomorrow is one of those days that State of the Union is at, where everybody's going to listen. I mean, more people listen today than Friday. And it is his opportunity to talk to them in a reasonable manner of, hey, look at the positivity. I've got unemployment down to record levels. I've got, you know, they did the reform for crime, you know, early on in his career. Look at all the positives that he has done, what he said he was going to do. I mean, he's done 50, 60 different things. I mean, he's turned back regulation for some of the, the Waters of America for farming. You know, I mean, that was huge, in my mind, at least.
Oh, no, so many things like that. You're absolutely right. And Dan, I think what you're doing with your younger employees is, you know, it's great. You're having a dialogue with them about it. I think a lot of people would avoid it and not want to talk about it, even if you know somebody's, you know, just sort of ignore the elephant in the room. But that's important. I mean,
yeah,
they're being indoctrinated from their schools. They're being indoctrinated from the media. They're being indoctrinated in their echo chamber friends, right?
And
the social media they
hang
with.
True.
Yeah.
That is so true, because every once in a while I will take 10 minutes aside and I will show them Dinesh D'Souza talking on YouTube with Young American, or what is it? YAF. I forget whatever that stands for again. Young American Foundation or something like that. You know, let him talk about how communism in democracy, the differences, because they can explain it so much better than I can. And I just shoot it out to them and I go, what do you think? Explain where you're coming from. You know, how is this good for, how's that good for us? And it's different. It's definitely opening their eyes more and more. And then they're all, you know, in that early mid 20s, you know, and like you said, it is indoctrination.
Dan, appreciate very much your calling today and also the good work you're doing with those youngsters. Thanks so much. Dan in Bismarck. Now to Bill in Williston. Hello, Bill.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to say that I think when he gets up there, he should lay out everything that they've done to him, look him right in the eye, and then say that he forgives him for going after him and that they need to move past it and make this country a better place.
So you want a sort of a mea culpa a little bit, a little, let's just bury the hatchet here. Let's, can I say that?
It would be a telling sign. Their reaction would be a telling sign if they, you know.
Let's start fresh. Let's, you know.
I kind of agree with that.
I think that might send a few Trump faithful into a frenzy, though.
But, you know, you got to get stuff done.
Well, say again, Bill.
I said I'm one of them, so I don't think it would send him into a frenzy. I think they think he's doing the right thing.
Well, plus, it wouldn't take Pelosi and Schumer and AOC and all the rest very long to look very small.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's the move on the chessboard.
You know, the other thing, Bill, I will tell you that Steve Moore is a good friend of mine. Steve Moore is an economist that has helped the president with his economic package and other presidents. And he gave a speech, I think it was in Fargo, might have been at the North Dakota Petroleum Council event, or I know he spoke also to the Lignite Energy Council group, so I don't remember where exactly he said this, but he said he gets asked a lot about what Trump is like, and he says, look, I've consulted hundreds of politicians, you know, senators and House members and, you know, presidential candidates and all kinds of folks, and he said the vast majority of them, I mean 99.9%, are complete and total jerks in public, and they're nice as pie in public. He said Donald Trump is the exact opposite.
He said public for both. They're jerks in private?
They're jerks in private.
Okay. They're nice as
can
be in public.
Did I mess that up?
Yeah, he said in public.
Yeah, so here's what he said. I'll say what he said rather than my flub. He said 99.9% of the people that he's advised are complete and total jerks in private and the exact opposite in public.
There you go.
Okay, and he said Trump is the opposite. Trump couldn't be nicer in private. Couldn't be nicer, and is on stage when it's public, and to him on stage is don't show weakness, punch back where needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all you're asking, Bill, is to say show us a little bit of that private Donald Trump, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I think would serve it best.
I think that is good advice, Bill, and as a full-on Trump MAGA hat wearing fan, you're going to stick with him regardless of what he does.
Oh yes.
Good advice, Bill. Thank you very much. Let's go to Medora because it's one of my favorite places on earth. Alan, in Medora, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I was thinking about that bag of cab. I went up to the KMXO deal up in Minot and I wore one of them, and so many people complimented about me wearing that hat. I mean, it's time to not be afraid to wear it. You might get spit on a little bit. You might get chewed out once in a while, but it's time to let the country know who we are supporting our president. And
stand up for him. Yeah. What do you want him to do tomorrow night?
Well, I think move on to Plan B. Remember earlier when he was talking, we need to spend about $4 trillion on infrastructure, bridges, stuff like that. Start giving to people. It might be a little early.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business and environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city.
The other day asked me, what would you say is the top product from MyPillow? And I started answering it about four times, but just sort of, you know, kind of stumbled because I have a hard time answering that. I think of our dogs and how much they love and fight over the MyPillow dog beds. Maybe we should just get three of them since we have three dogs rather than have all three share one. I don't know, but they just, so you can tell when the dogs are fighting over, look, I want to go there. And if anyone comes near, then they get a little growl. They love it. But really, the pillow is certainly, I mean, revolutionary. The pillow could change your life. If you don't sleep well, it's hard on your health. You're tossing and turning. That's a big deal. And that pillow, I'm telling you, that pillow, properly cared for, so, you know, once a quarter you're throwing it in the wash and fluffing it out and everything else and bringing it back. I mean, it is unbelievable. Put it in the dryer when you first get it. First thing you do when you get a MyPillow is dryer. Then the pillowcase. Then sleep well. But there's towels now. Buy one, get one with the promo code Scott. There's sheets. Revolutionary products. And if you buy online at MyPillow.com, Michael Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Free shipping on everything. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials for all the deals. Remember to use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. The civil authorities have issued a 911 telephone outage emergency for Grand Forks. It started a few minutes ago and will end tonight at 9:25. Residents in the Thompson, North Dakota area may not be able to utilize services using a landline. If emergency services need assistance, please use a cell phone or 701-746-2542. CenturyLink is aware of this disruption and is working on getting the service restored. It's kind of scary. Again, 911 service not working for Grand Forks until 9 tonight, 9:25 actually, and the Thompson residents just south of Grand Forks not able to utilize services using a landline, so cell phones. Okay? All right. Back to the phones here. Oh, I promised I was going to read one of these little comments from the weekend exploits of the Tony Bender tribe. I keep forgetting to. Here's another one. This all started because I just didn't like the idea of a flag being upside down in somebody's Facebook post. I don't care what they put on there. I don't care how much they hate Trump. I don't care what they say. It's their own Facebook page. But when I see an upside down flag, I'm going to say something. So I did. And got me all kinds of love notes from liberals.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Fuca, F-U-K-A, says, Trump routinely insults and demeans members of the military. He's insulted POWs, Gold Star families, his own generals. He glorifies those who don't follow the rules of combat. Glorifies them. I love that one. I love that one. You can't say the president doesn't support the troops when he actually listens to the troops more than he does the leadership, because that's how Trump is. He's going to listen to the rank and file and see someone that was treated poorly and stand up for him. Anyways, I'm not even done with this guy. Doesn't follow the rules of combat, and he chooses sadism over valor.
What?
Some kind of, I don't know. Google it. Choose sadism over valor. He coddles dictators. I don't think you should shut up, but I do think you should stop believing that Trump supports the military.
Are you serious, dude?
That's right, man.
Really?
There you go.
Who went over on Christmas and Thanksgiving? And who's?
No, none of that's true. That's
you know what,
because
Scotty,
he doesn't agree with liberal generals every now and then.
I got to tell you, Saturday night we were at a benefit for Thad Helmers and his wife. They started a foundation. They just lost their 18-year-old son. Thad is the Master Sergeant for the area Red Bulls, I believe, and he's a logistics guy. Bunch of military guys there. Friend of mine, Adam Walker, another sergeant, all these guys. They love Donald Trump. Love it. Well, he said, and one of the things one of the guys said was, it's night and day.
I agree. And by the way, I don't take anybody else's word for it. I actually talk to people who are Garden Reserve, who've served, who are veterans. It's overwhelming.
Overwhelming. It is.
And by the way, great tribute last night to World War II vets at the Super Bowl. Somebody mentioned that in a text, too. You're absolutely right. Ryan and Minot, get you in here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on whether or not he should bring up the impeachment stuff. I don't think he should necessarily bring it up, but at the same time, I think it would be noteworthy for him to mention that literally every step of the way, the Democrats have fought him and fought him and fought him. And I think it's good to remind the people of the United States that all of this stuff that's happening, all this positive impact, is because of him and has nothing to do with any Democrats actually doing their job and helping out to make this country better.
Wow, great point. Great point. You could do it that way. You know, you could talk about Alice Johnson. Is that her name in the television ad?
I'll dig that one up.
Have people calling him a racist. You know, or you could say, for this, I'm called a racist. For that, I'm called, a bully. For this, because they do have to be exposed, too. There's something to that. Thanks, Ryan.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.